get into Yechezkel Perek Yudches, the 18th Perek, and a good way to remember what the content of 18th Perek is. Yudches is Chai, and this Perek, if the last couple of Prakim were about difficulty and depressing news that what's going to happen and Mishalim of Churban, this Perek is about we can do it, and you can do tshuva, and don't think that you can't do tshuva, even though they did not believe in themselves. This Perek says Hashem believes in you, so we could also use this Perek to talk to us. That's what this Perek is going to go to, try to remove any misconceptions and any excuses that they give for impending destruction. Hashem and Yechezkel is telling them that you can do better. Hashem said to me, Malachem, we just had a mashal in the previous Perek about the birds. Now we have another mashal that people say, Malachem atem moshlem es ha-mashal hazeh. Why are you giving this mashal? Al Anmas Yisrael, regarding the Anmas Yisrael, regarding the impending Churban. Lemar, saying, Avos yochlu boser vishini habanim tikhena. The fathers eat unripe fruit, and the teeth of the children are the ones that pay for it. Right, so what exactly does that pasuk mean? Many different pshatim given. We'll give a few. Rashi says that they give the mashal of, it's, you know, they're saying they're confident. You know why? Says Rashi, Kach Tarkash L'Kadosh Baruch Hu, Avos Chotim V'Banim Lokim. Our children are going to get it. They're not going to punish us. Look at all the previous generations. They were evil, and they sinned, and nothing happened, right? Hashem delays, so they'll delay by us also. Sounds like the same svar that Cain gave. Cain said, it's never going to happen, right? Or Lemech says to his, Lemech said to his wife, that Rashi quotes in Parshas Bereishis. Nothing's going to happen if Cain took so many generations. So surely yes. And Rashi quotes, it's a kavach homer shel shtus, because it's going to happen at some point. That's what Rashi says, that they say, no, don't worry, it's all going to be delayed. But the others say that there's a complaint here. The Radak and the Mesudas David here says that Bnei Yisrael at that time are saying it's not fair. Look at the previous generations. They were much worse than us. Achav and Menashe, says the Mitzudas David, Hayitachin, Asher Avosenu Chatu, Vayikol Yemeyem B'Shalva, V'lo Kiblu Gmul, V'yanachnu B'nei, Amasher Einonu Marbin B'chatom Kamoim. We're not so as bad as them. We might be bad. Nia Nilkim B'Avonam. That's the question. And finally, the Malbim has a different shot. The Malbim says here, Malbim has a couple of Impurim Shatim in this parak based on Chazal, that the only time, if you look closely in the Torah Shebichsav, the only time that Hashem would punish a future generation for the fathers, as Chazal say, when their Ocheis Maisei Avosim B'Yadeim, when they continue their father's sins, that's only by Avodah Zarah. That's the Pasuk in the Aseret Dibros. The Aseret Dibros says, Lo Sishtachvem, Lo Savdem, Ki Anochi Kel Kana, Hashem Lakecha Kel Kana Pokin, Avon Avos Albanim, B'chulu. And therefore, Avodah Zarah is the one, and that's why he quotes from the Mara Nevuchim, the Charon Af, and Chema, and Kinna, and Sinna is always found by Avodah Zarah. And we know, says the Malbim, that based on the Gemara in Sukkah and Sanhedrin, at this time, the Yetzihara of Avodah Zarah was destroyed by the Achak Nes HaGadola. Umemela, there's not going to be any kind of Poket Avonos Albanim anymore. Shebeshara Averis lo Yifkot Avonavos. Rak Albanim, Shochzeh Masi Avosem B'yadayim. B'nei Adyimei Yechezkel, Shoyibadayim Yitzred Avodah Zarah. But now there isn't any, so Hashem is going to tell them that they don't have to worry about it. But that's what the mashal they say. They say some type of defense, some type of excuse. Chai adni nu'um Hashem Elokim. Im yelachem od mishol ha-mashal hazeh b'Yisrael. There's not going to be anyone who gives this mashal anymore, because they'll see it's wrong. Hein kol ha-nefashos lihena. Every soul is mine. Kenefesh ha'av u'kenefesh ha-ben. Lihena. Every soul, they have a connection to me. Nobody's going to be affected by what their parents do or what their children do. Everyone, lihena, is connected to me. Rabbi Breuer writes in his commentary here, every human being therefore is entitled to consider himself as a child of God, and may indeed must view himself before God as a unique personality. A father is no closer to God than a son. Therefore, to punish a son for the guilt of his father's transgressions constitutes a denial of the truth that all human beings are equally children of God and must stand each on his own. Hashem has guaranteed to every human being an opportunity to start upon a new life by sincere repentance. Don't think that you are affected, says the Pasuk here, according to Rabbi Breuer. Kenefesh ha'av u'kenefesh ha'ben li heina. The first part of the Pasuk is also used by Poskim. Hey, kol nefashos li heina. Fascinating Radvaz that we've quoted in another context. The Radvaz on the Rambam in Hilchas Sanhedrin at the end of the 18th parak, also parak Yurches, where the Rambam there discusses the principle of Ein Adam Mesim Atzmo Rasha. A person cannot self-incriminate in halacha. A person can't come and say, I'm Chayev Ma'ay Eitreif, I'm Chayev Malkus, I was Mechal Shabbos, kill me, whip me. No, we don't give punishments. Gzeres HaKasavi, Shein Mamisin Bezdin V'lo Malkus. Malkinus Adam, Bodayas Piv, El Al Pishne Edim, two Edim. Yeshua was a Horasha, and by Shol also Aval Hasan Hedrin and Mavisa Vlomakin had Mode Bavera. Shema and the Ramam Ayat. Shema Nitrifodaita Budavarzeh. Maybe he's just gone crazy. Maybe he had Tirifadas. Shema Minha Amela Mari Nefeshem Chakim Lamos. Maybe he just wants to die. Shein Tamit Token Charevos Bebitnon. Mashlich Maslam and Agagos. So you can't trust. Vakal Shol Davar, Xeris HaMelechi. Ultimately, it's Xeris HaKasif. Says the Radvaz there. The Efshar Losis Ksas Tam. Because really, we don't belong to ourselves. We belong to Hashem. Shenemar, he quotes our pasuk. Hanafashos lihena. Hilkach, lo toel hoda'asa bedavar sheino shalo. I can't be modeh about something that's not mine, money, or my body. I can't. Umalkus palga demisahu. Avo mamono hu shalo. But the money is mine, and that's why hoda'asa bal din kibbe edem dami works. But nothing more than that. Vim calls any modish exeris malchus shel olam ve'ein laharer. So there, the Radvaz quotes our pasuk of kol hanefashos lihena. They are all mine. The last phrase of the pasuk also a couple of famous pesukim in this parak. The last phrase of the pasuk hanefesh hachotes hi tamus. The sinning soul will die. Meaning, if you're not sinning, Yechezkel is saying you have nothing to worry about. Do tshuva, come back. Don't worry about any gzera that has been said. Hanefesh hachotes hi tamus. So there is a well-known, much discuss Yerushalmi in Makos, that all the Mefarshim discuss in the Tshuva books, that where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, asks, or the Yerushalmi really is, no, it doesn't say who's asking, Sha'olu l'chachma, the Yerushalmi Makos Beis Vav, Chote Ma'oncho, what is the Chote Sin? Amra Chataim Tirdofra, Sha'olu Nevua Chote Ma'oncho, Amra Arpasik, Hanefesh HaChatas Hitamus, Shalom Torah Ma'oncho, Yavi Asham Yischaper. Shalom HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chodei Ma'oncho, Amar Yaseh Tshuva V'Yischaper. So, from his vantage point of Chachma, Nevuah, and Torah, they didn't understand the concept of Tshuva. Only until HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and says, Yaseh Tshuva V'Yischaper. So, much discussed, what exactly does that Medrash, does that Yerushalmi mean? So, many say, the Maharal writes about this in Nesivos Olam and Nitiva Tshuva in the first parak, and others say, this is emphasizing that from a logical standpoint, from any type of perspective that we could try to fathom, Tshuva doesn't make sense. We did something wrong, we should be punished. We should be punished tit for tat, exactly what we did. But what does the Gemara say? Im sachim, adaf nun dalid, shivet dvarim kodim nivru kodim shnivra olam. Seven things created before the world was created, one of them being tshuva. Torah tshuva, gan eden gehenim, kisi akavid and beis hamikdash, and shmo shel mashiach. But what does it mean tshuva was created before the world? Because tshuva isn't based on rules and laws of this world. It's from above. It's from above, and that's what it means. From a chachma, even nevuah or Torah, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'medrash Balavayar, Kiyim She'emes, says the Maharal, She'emes hu she'mitzad ha'seichel, ein roi she'yi alachote tshuva. Mikol makom yesh la'adam tshuva, v'af ki nifleisi be'eneinu. We don't understand it, but it's from that upper world. That's why the Nodeb Yehuda even says in a tshuva, where in the discussion of the Maharal writes the same question that the Nodeb Yehuda deals with in a tshuva, and that is, why is there no tshuva for chayvei misas bezdin? Right, if somebody commits a crime as Machal Shabbos with Edim, with Asra, and then he does tshuva, becomes a Rosh Hashiva, and 20 years later the Edim get their act together, they come to Bezdin, and he's convicted. So there's no tshuva, even though he did tshuva. Bezdin cannot accept tshuva. Why? So one might say, because then the whole system would fall apart, because everybody would just do tshuva. But the Maharal says, no, based on this, because the Bezdin is not allowed to use tshuva, because tshuva is me'ala teva. Tshuva is only in the domain of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's HaNefesh HaChateis HiTamus, that's the pasuk that Nevuah said. But from a Nevuah vantage point, it doesn't work. Many Achronim, Rav Soloveitchik, in Divrei HaRav, on page Kufchaf, Rav Dessler, in the fourth volume, 73-74, discusses, but I don't understand, it talks about tshuva in the Torah. What do you mean, ask Torah and ask Nevuah? The Nevi'im talk about tshuva all the time. So what does it mean, Nefesh HaChadasi Tamus? How does that work? So Rav Dessler and Rav Soloveitchik give similar answers. Rav Dessler says there, in the fourth Chelek, because tshuva really is full, complete tshuva, and terror, feeling bad, and wishing I didn't do it, and not being able to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because I feel so bad, crying hysterically in Slach Lanu Avinu. That's ultimate tshuva. That's real tshuva. But this tshuva that we do, we feel a little bad, we don't want to be punished, whatever it is, that tshuva ketana, That's what Nevuah and Torah can't understand. They know about tshuva, of course. But tshuva shlema, tshuva gedola, but tshuva that we're still, Hashem, we feel bad, but please help us. That's the tshuva that they can't fathom. Kan meduber b'tshuva ktana, says Rav Dessler, shadayin lo'azav cheto, ve'ein libo male yagon va'anacha alavon osav. Ein nafsho mesa b'chirbo, eino margish, shahara meradefes oso, eino makir, sh'shmama sacheit, avalim kolzos hu yodea shacheit chata, v'hayarotza lasos tshuva, lu yashachedo, he wants it. And Hashem will take it. Hashem will take it, and that, of course, is even partial tshuva. That's the Mabit, that Mabit writes in Beis Elokim, in Shar HaTshuva, that tshuva is the only thing that you can do part of. Chatzi shir b'mitzvos. You can't shake two minim out of the four. You can't only put in two parshios in the tefillin. It's nothing. But when it comes to tshuva, even partial. Af nomar ki einam kishar mitzvah sheosa chelak mei mitzvah ein lo chelak schar mitzvah kamo shetomar mitzvah tzitzis v'lamat shuva gam ki einena shlema ad shedei b'charata l'sha'avar v'aziv ezachet lo'asin em kol ze charata l'va b'li aziv ezachet mo'il ksas v'chin aziv ezachet b'lo charata like Achav, he quotes, and that's also what happened with Anshei Ninveh. Even partial is something, and that's exactly what Rav Dessler says here. Rav Soloveitchik says it in his own way too. A different type of partial tshuva. He says it's tshuva mitzad rachamim, not tshuva mitzad hadin. They understand mitzad rachamim, they don't understand tshuva mitzad hadin, the chulu. But that is all on these four words. Here we go. So v'ish. So now Hashem says for the rest of the parak, don't think that there's your muchrach. Don't think that it's because of your parents. No. V'ish, Hashem says, ki yeh tzadik, if somebody acts righteously, and all of these phrases are about mitzvos. The Radak here is a long discussion about the order. Ki yaseh tzadik vaseh mishpat utzaka. El harem lo achal, he didn't eat mountains. What does that mean? He didn't go to serve avodah zarah on the mountains. Ve'en av lo nasa el gelulei beis Yisrael, no avodah zarah. Ve'es eish Yisrael lo timei, no arayas. Ve'el isha nida lo yikrav, even within his own family. Ve'ish lo yone, he doesn't cheat people. Chavo laso chov yashiv. So it goes from an achamor el alakal. Avodah zara, arayos, money. Chavo laso chov yashiv. Gzela lo yigzo. Lach mol ravite. Now even do chesed. Ve'erom yichase beged. You give food. You give clothing. Baneshach lo yitein. Vasarbis lo yikach. Ribbis. Interesting that ribbis is later on the list. It could be because, as we've discussed, ribbis is different than regular gezel. Even lumdis is a gezel. But it's mutter to take ribbis from non-Jews. But we can't steal. Why? Because ribbis is something that everybody does. It's understood. It's like paying rent on money. It's just that from your family, you wouldn't pay rent. You wouldn't take rent from your family. So, but it's a higher level. That's why it's later on the list. May avol yashiv al yodo. Mishpat emes yaseh b'nish le'ish. B'chukosa yahalech v'mishpatai shamar. The assays, the los assays. Lasos emes tzadiku. Part one, you do all these mitzvahs, you act properly, you will live. Chayo yichyeh, says Yecheskel. What is that referring to? So the Radak quotes first the Rav Sadia Gaon, who says, this means in Olam Haba. Olam Haba, you're going to live. And the Radak says, that's true, but that's not the pshat of the Pasuk. Because the Pasuk is talking to these people, giving them chizik. They're not focusing on Olam Haba, they're focusing on Olam Hazeh. They're saying, we can't do it. And he's saying, no, it'll be good for you in this world, says the Radak. The Mitzudas David says, maybe it's both. Chayo yichyeh. That's the double lashon. Either way, this is the list. The Gemara Sanhedrin and that Pe'al of Darshin is a deeper idea behind these lists. Right? Each of these phrases is not just some what it means, but it's something even deeper. Says the Ma'idasiv. Says the Gemara. Somebody who didn't use up his parents' chuyos. He did it for himself. He wasn't gaivadik. He wasn't metame his friend's wife. That means he didn't go into somebody else's business. Right? Asagas gvul. What's the connection between asagas gvul and eishes re'eyu? Says the Ben Yoyada. Because if you cause somebody to asagas gvul, you cause them loss of business. They're going to have to go on business trips. So his wife's not going to go to the mikvah. What do you have to go to the mikvah for? She's not going to be pregnant. She's not going to be nursing. So she's always going to be a nida. So that's, if you're Yoweh Lomnes Chavero, that's the hint. Elisha Nida Lo Kirev Shlo Nena B'Kupa Shot Staka. Again, I'm first to talk about the connection between all of these. We'll get to the end of that Gemara B'Hashem in a few minutes. But the list here is given that if you do all these, then Hashem will reward you and you will live. V'holid Ben Parit Shofech Dam. Let's say this righteous person had a murderer as a son. And he didn't do any of, he didn't, he followed in the negative ways. He didn't do any of these goodness. He did the exact opposite. And the Pesukim list off the opposite. Gal el harim achal. Let's say Israel time. Ani ve'evyon hoda. Gzelos gazal. Chavo lo yashiv. He stole. He didn't give back mashkon. He was with his friend's wife. And he did avodah zarah. Ve'la gilulam lonasa enav toeva asa. Baneshach nasa. Matarbis lakach vachoy. Lo yichya. Es kol toeva osa eile asa. Mos you must. Damav yiebo. He's not going to live. Hashem is saying this schar va'onesh. Right? This is one of the Yud Gimel the animamins, right? And we know that there's one of the Yisod Semuna is schar va'onesh, and Hashem is saying, tell them there's no influence. If you hold it, Ben, and let's say this wicked person has a son. He sees all the sins of his father. And he doesn't follow. Repeats. But the emphasis, every generation is separate. Your grandfather was righteous, that doesn't mean the father's going to be righteous. The father was wicked, it doesn't mean the grandson is going to be wicked. And we continue. He did all the mitzvos. Vamartem. Yutes. Madulo nasa ben bavona av. Vaben mishpat stakasta. Es kokul gotavish marviaso sam. Chayo yechei is going to live. The Gemara says, well, on this pasuk Yutes, when Gamliel read this, he used to cry. Because it says, asa es kokul kosai. So Rabbi Gamliel, Kshayr Gamliel Magiel Mikra Zeya Bochea, Manda Avig Lakulu Hudukhaye, Bechadim and I lo, would I have to do all of them? If I don't do all, every one of these, I'm not going to live? It says it's Kokosai, Amalei Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva classic says, Elameata Alti Tamu Bechalela, says in Vayikra, do not be make yourself defiled with all of these sins. Hachanami de Bakulu in Bechadim and I lo? No, Ela Ba'achas Mikal Ela. Hachanami Ba'achas Mikal Ela means with any one of these. Rabbi Akiva cheered up Rabbi Gamliel. Any one of these already gives you life. So therefore, even one, and again it repeats, HaNefesh Achotesi Tamus. Only the Nefesh that sins is the one that is going to die. Ben Lo Yisa Ba'avon Ha'av, Va'av Lo Yisa Ba'avon Ha'ben. Get this out of your mind, Yechezkel tells the people. Tzidkas HaTzadik, there's the phrase that the book is named after. Tzidkas HaTzadik Alav Tihiyah, Verishas HaRasha Alav Tihiyah. The righteousness of the Tzadik will be with him, the wickedness of the Rasha will be with him. What if he's half and half? The Gemara talks about that. But Tzidkas HaTzadik and Rishas HaRasha. But then what's the message? There's no Hechrich, Bechir Chavshis. Everybody has free choice to do, no matter what happened in the past. Beautiful Diak I once heard in the name of Rabbi Isaac Bernstein, that we know the Rambam puts Bechira Chavshis, the discussion, in the middle of, in Hilchas Shuva. The question is, if even if we were putting it in Hilchas Shuva, shouldn't it be in the beginning of Hilchas Shuva? Perek Aleph, you have free choice to do it, whatever you want. Why is it in the middle? Perek Dalet, Perek Hei, Perek Vav. So he answered that, you know, one might have thought that you have a choice when you begin, but once you've fallen, once you're done, so you don't have free choice. You're already influenced by what you did. No, in the middle of Hilchas Tshuva, you've already fallen. We've already sinned. Still, the Rambam says there, Rishus Kol Adam Nesuna Lo. In Razal Hatos Asmal Derech Tov Av Liot Tzadika Rishus Biyado. Whatever you want. You want to be like Moshe Rabbeinu. You want to be like Yeravim Menevat, as he writes in his famous Lashon, quoting Yirmiyo, from Eicha Mipi Elyon Lo Tetzi Haros Vatov. Ein Abore Gozer Ala Adam. Lo Lios Tov, Velo Lios Ra. V'kivin Shekeinu, Nimsa Zeachote Hu Hifsid Ba'atzmo. He lost himself. He caused it, and that's why we have to do tshuva constantly. And the Rambam says this is an ikar zeh, ikar gadol hu v'hu amud ha-Torah v'ha-mitzvah. Right? That is always open. And that's what this parak is about. It doesn't matter what happened in the previous doros. V'harasha. And now we go back. Ki yashav mikol chatosav v'sharasa. V'shamar das kuchukav. If the Rasha comes back from all of his sins, v'asa mishpat, utztaka, chayo yichyeh, lo yamus, nothing to worry about, kol pshav asher asa lo yizachru lo, v'tzidkasu asher asa yichyeh, he won't, his tzidkus won't be, his rishas won't be mentioned during his day of tzidkus, but the same thing, in pasach avdalad and the opposite, u'b'shuv tzadik mi tzidkasu v'asa avil, if a tzadik thinks, okay, I'm good, I did so many mitzvos, no, he could lose them all, lo si zacharna, the Gemara says, if he regrets them, then they're not going to stand up for him. They're not going to protect him. Right? Because this parak quoted the name Tzidkas HaTzadik, we should quote something from Reb Tzadok, from Tzidkas HaTzadik. So in Os Koflamet, he quotes this pasuk. And he says, ultimately, a person can't change who they are. Avo bisha bechira nesuna la'adam yikol makom ein adam yachol lehishtanos misharsho v'ikaro. When a person does tshuva, says Reb Tzadok, it means that deep down they were always like that. One might say, like the Rambam in the second parak of Hilchos Gerushin, that it was just my Yetzirah that was on top of me. Again, I wasn't able to control it. But deep down, there's a pintel yid, and that's why when we do tshuva, we're uncovering that, says Rabbi Tzadok. But again, until that time, if we don't do it, so then we're not going to allow it to be uncovered. And he goes back and forth again. When the tzadok goes away from his sidkus and does an avel, you're giving yourself life in the double of Lashonos. Again, Chayo Yichir, Lo Yamus. But the Jews at that time said, Lo Yitachin Derech Hashem. No, they said, Hashem, you're not acting justly. Don't blame it on me. That's projection. It's your Derech, Hashem says, that you have to improve. I'm going to judge each person, says Hashem. Shuvu v'hashivu mikol pishechem, v'lo yalachem l'michshol avon. Says the Malbim on this pasuk. Hashem saying, do tshuva me'ahava. Shuvu v'hashivu. Don't do just tshuva miyira, l'michshol avon. It'll still be a michshol. Do tshuva me'ahava, it'll become zechuyos. Like the Gemara says at the end of Yuma. Hashlichu me'alechem es kol pishechem. Throw away your sins. V'asu lachem lev chadash. V'ruach chadasha. Right. A new heart. A new spirit. V'lama samusu b'nei Yisrael. Hashem wants tshuva. Even at the end here. Ki lo echbos b'mos hameis. No mashem alokim. V'ashivu v'chiyu. Just do tshuva. All the psukim are quoted. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur time. But really every day of our life. As the Mishnah says in Perkei Avos. Havishuv. Yom echa lefnei misascha. And this is what we need. The Sefer Yikarim, we don't have time to go into it, in Shar Dalid, Maimer Dalid, discusses Tzadik Varalo, many different svarim. He tries valiantly to give different explanations, and he quotes a lot of the Pesukim Perek relating to that topic, if one wants more research. Okay, we'll have to stop here, and we will continue next time with Perek Yutes.